Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a link to the book we discussed today, Job's Body, and much more at PleasureMechanics.com. Hit the podcast button for a complete podcast archive, over 125 episodes and counting. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at PleasureMechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the book Job's Body. It's an old book, it's a handbook for body work, and it goes really in depth into human anatomy and interactions and touch. And it's an amazing resource. It really brings poetry to anatomy, and you know I love that. We'll have a link to it. I think it's out of print, but we'll link it up as best we can over at PleasureMechanics.com. And what I want to share today from this book is about the majesty of the human skin. I'm going to jump around in this chapter about skin to highlight some of my favorite and most erotically relevant facts. Here we go. The French have an apt expression used to describe the fortunate person who is comfortable with his own being and with his surroundings. They say that he feels good in his own skin. This phrase captures with a single stroke the deep significance for every organism of the two major functions of our surface layer. On one hand, the skin is a barrier, effectively containing within its envelope everything that is ourselves and sealing out everything that is not. On the other hand, it is an open window through which our primary impressions of the world around us enter into our consciousness and structure our experience. The nature of this envelope itself provides many ways for us to feel good in our own skins. The skin is one of the largest single organs in the body. For the average adult male, it covers 18 square feet and weighs about 8 pounds, 6 to 8% of total body weight. Both the amount and complexity of its activities are enormous. An area of skin the size of a quarter contains some 3 million cells, 100 sweat glands, 50 nerve endings, 3 feet of blood vessels, and nearly as many lymph vessels. The whole skin has approximately 640,000 sensory receptors that are connected to the spinal cord by over 500,000 nerve fibers. Tactile points vary from 7 to 135 per square centimeter. Whew! So just that right there tells us there is so much to play with in the human body. Often here at the Pleasure Mechanics, we talk about waking up more nerve endings and stimulating more parts of the body with different kinds of stimulation. And this isn't just a nod to novelty. What it's saying is that we have so many nerve endings that can all deliver pleasure signals to our brain. And that is a whole lot of playground for erotic touch. So when we encourage you to open up your erotic regime to touch more nerve endings, think about these facts and think about 640,000 sensory receptors available for stimulation. They call touch the mother of the senses. Touch is the chronological and psychological mother of the senses. In the evolution of sensation, it was undoubtedly the first to come into being. It is, for instance, rather well developed in the ancient single-cell amoeba. All the other special senses are actually exquisite sensitizations of particular neural cells to particular kinds of touch. Compressions of air upon the eardrum, chemicals on the nasal membrane and taste buds, photons on the retina. In the human embryo, the sense of touch develops in the 6th week when we are less than an inch long. Light stroking of the upper lip at this time causes a strong withdrawal, a bending back of the entire neck and trunk. It is a remarkable testimony to this paramount place which it has in our sense of reality that touch is the longest single entry in the unabridged dictionaries of many languages. Another piece I love in this chapter about skin is their reminder that when you touch, you are also being touched. And this reciprocity informs so much of what we talk about when we discuss erotic touch and paying attention to your touch and how you can feel your lover's pleasure in your fingertips so you no longer have to guess what feels good when you're offering your lover pleasure. So they say this: every time that I touch something, I am as aware of the part of me that is touching as I am of the thing that I touched. Tactile experience tells me as much about myself as it tells me about anything that I contact. I am constantly using the world to explore my reactions, just as much as I am using my reactions to assess the world. My sense of my own surface is very vague until I touch. At the moment of contact, two simultaneous streams of information begin to flow. Information about an object announced by my senses and information about my body announced by the interaction with the object. Thus I learn that I am more cohesive than water, softer than iron, harder than cotton balls, warmer than ice, smoother than tree bark, coarser than fine silk, more moist than flour, and so on. Okay, so this chapter about skin continues on. They talk about touch deprivation and share studies about the health impacts of touch deprivation and touch starvation and how intimacy can be formed by touch. And we read this book really early on in both of our careers, Charlotte and I, and it very much informed how we teach, because one of our goals with Pleasure Mechanics is to really go back to the anatomy, study anatomy, and look at it and say, what are you trying to teach us about pleasure? How is the human body designed for pleasure, for sexuality, when you strip away all of the cultural limitations of fear and shame and guilt? How is the body designed to be in a pleasurable, relaxed state? How is that part of our human nature? And then how do we get aroused from this pleasurable state of relaxation into the high levels of arousal for orgasm and erotic ecstasy? So the skin teaches us a lot, and we weave this into all of our programs. When we discuss hand jobs and fingering in our foreplay mastery course, for example, all of those strokes are designed to wake up the maximum number of nerve endings using a wide range of stimulation techniques to create the maximum amount of pleasure. And the same goes for all of our couples massage. We designed those programs for maximum relaxation in the most efficient time, based on our studies of the skin, the muscles, and the whole human anatomy. So this is part of what we offer to you here at Pleasure Mechanics, is we geek out on anatomy so you don't have to, and then we share the most relevant bits and pieces with you so you can really appreciate anatomy and, most importantly, make the best use of the human body you are in, because we only get this one life and we can continuously be on this path of learning how to enjoy more pleasure, how to enjoy more arousal, how to explore the outer limits. Like, what's beyond orgasm? That's a really fabulous question to get to explore. What experiences await us beyond the orgasms you've been enjoying your whole life? So if you want to join us in this sensory exploration of the skin and beyond, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, check out our online courses, which are all designed to help you wake up the maximum amount of pleasure with proven techniques so you can enjoy all 640,000 sensory receptors in your body. How is that for a challenge? Come over to pleasuremechanics.com, explore the site, be in touch with us with any questions, and we will see you on Friday for a full episode of Speaking of Sex. This is Chris from pleasuremechanics.com wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.